What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about four things that I did to get to where I am financially. Now, these aren't the only four things that I did. I'm not saying that these four things have to be done to build wealth. I've built over $500,000 of a net worth invested at the age of 26. I'm not saying that if you do these four things, you will have what I have, but I just want to share four things that I actually did to get to where I am financially. And the reason I want to talk about this is because sometimes we're watching YouTube videos, we're listening to podcasts, we're reading tweets or newsletters, whatever it is, from people saying, if you do these things, you will build wealth. And maybe those people aren't actually doing those things. They've never done them. They're just read from somewhere else. So I just want to talk about my journey with these four things. Again, these aren't the only four things that I've done. I'm sure as I create more episodes on this podcast, I will talk more of the things that I've done. But in this episode, I'm going to talk about four specifically, in my opinion, some four big things that I've done to get to where I am financially. Again, these aren't the only four things. I'm not saying if you do these four things, you will have what I have, but these are just four things that I did. Starting with number one was, if we go back to 2019, I was graduating college in December of 2019, and I was moving to a new state for a job. This job I was doing was outside sales. I sold wine. Really interesting job, fun job. I was selling wine, and I needed a car. I was going to drive over 500 miles a week, roughly, for this job. They were going to reimburse me for a car and for gas. It was great, but I knew I needed a new car, or at least new to me car, because the current car I was driving had over 170,000 miles, a 2002. It just wasn't going to cut it. I didn't even feel safe driving it to this new destination because it was like a 12-hour drive from where I live. So I knew I needed a new car. I had the option, the freedom to choose any car. I didn't need a truck. It could be a sedan. It didn't matter. So what did I do? I could have went and bought a $40,000 car, a $50,000 car, $70,000 brand new car, right? My company was going to give me a monthly stipend. They were paying for my gas. And as long as my car payment was below or around my monthly stipend to basically, you know, I was getting a quote unquote free car, I could have spent that money, but I decided against it. In 2019, I decided to buy a car, a 2015 car. So it was 4 years old, but a 2015 car that was on the lot for $11,500. Well, that's what it ended up paying. I talked him down a little bit, but $11,500. So I bought a car that had a little under 30,000 miles, a 2015, for $11,500. This is obviously before crazy car prices, so I got in pretty early, you know, before that, luckily, but $11,500. And then once I paid that off very quickly, my company that I was working for still paid the monthly stipend, so that was just extra money on top. But that's the first thing I did. When I made a big boy income with a real job, I could have bought a $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 car, right? They were giving me a stipend. I was making, you know, decent money for a college graduate. I could have bought that expensive car, but I decided against it and buy the car that was still really good, only 4 years old, new to me car for $11,500. I lived below my means, and I was smart with the depreciating asset that I was going to buy. The second thing that I did that I believe got me to where I am financially is I kept on investing in 2020 and in 2022, where a lot of people maybe sold from the market. And I'm not going to spend too much time on this point because I talk about this a ton on this podcast, but I just kept on investing, especially in the downturns. Many people, when the market goes south, when the market goes down, when it's down 20%, 30%, right? Maybe they have different types of portfolios that might be down 50%, right? They might want to sell. They might want to get out because the market's losing them money. Now, an important caveat here is not every time the market goes down, every stock will recover. I'm talking about the market as a whole. In my investing style is I go for the market as a whole. I'm not choosing individual companies. And because of that, when the market sells off, or when it sold off and crashed in 2020, when we had a bear market in 2022, where most people might have sold, I was investing. And I'll talk about point number three here, but in 2022 specifically, I was making good income. And because I was making good income, what did I do? Instead of spending my more good income, I was investing it. And I was investing at a time when the market was down in 2022. And so when we saw 2023 and now in 2024, where newsflash, the S&P, the market as a whole has hit all-time highs in 2024. So because of that, when I was buying in 2022, my money is now worth more in terms of growth, in terms of value, because I just kept on buying. Had I sold, had I freaked out, had I ran away from the market, maybe I could have gotten back in, but I don't know. That's an unknown. What is known is that in 2020 and in 2022, I kept on investing. I stayed invested. I just stayed the course. I had been investing before 2020, but when the crash came, I didn't sell. I didn't freak out. I just kept on investing. See, when you try to time the market, you have to be right twice. You have to be right when you get out, and you have to be right when you get back in. That's two times you have to be right. For me, I just want to be right once, and that's just buy. And then over the long term, if the market's done what it's always done, it will go back up. It will hit all-time highs in the future, and my money will be worth more tomorrow than it is today. Obviously, long-term thinking there. The third thing that I've done that I believe has gotten me to where I am financially is I started a business, which started as a side hustle that grew into a full-time business, and that business did well. It's still around. I recently sold it off, but the business is still doing well. But when I was owner, it was doing well. I grew my income, and because I grew my income, I invested more money. I know that sounds simple, and I know that's also harder done in real life than me just saying, go make more money. But I worked hard for years to start a side hustle. Eventually, it took off. Eventually, it made more than my 9-to-5. And because of that, I went for it full time. I grew my income even more, and I decided to invest more money versus spend it. See, what happens for a lot of people, and you know, I was making over six figures in my early 20s, which is relatively, you know, my early 20s, high income. I know it's not the highest income possible, but for someone in their early 20s, it's good income. I was still living like I was in college. I live in the Midwest, low cost of living or relatively low cost of living. So as my income grew, I didn't spend more money. I didn't instantly raise my lifestyle. I decided to just invest more money. I decided to, hey, yeah, I'm living fun. I spent more. I'm not saying I didn't spend any more. I spent more, but the growth of my spending per month was way less than the growth of my income. And so because my income grew to a good level and my expenses barely grew, I was able to invest more money. And I was able to buy more assets. And especially in 2022, because I had more powder, because I was able to invest more money here in 2024, so far at least, the market's gone up. We're hitting all-time highs. My money is worth a lot more money. So in point number three, I understand that everyone just can't start a business and then tomorrow it's successful. It took many years for me to get to that point, but it did do well. And I grew my income. Whether that you might happen with you, with your 9-to-5, you get a job, you do well, you get a raise, you get a promotion, you find a new job at a different company that pays more money. Now you're making this much and then you make this much. You might make more money. What I did with my income growth, it just happened to me early on, was I decided to invest more versus raise my lifestyle that quick. And that brings me on to point number four, which is just the nature of what I talk about on this podcast. Like basically every time I create an episode is I just live below my means. When I make this much money, I don't spend that much. I don't spend more. I spend less. And the difference is I invest into assets. And I know that sounds very basic, but time and time again, what I've found with money as a whole is sometimes simple is all you need. You make X, you spend Y, the difference is Z. You take Z and put it into assets that are going to grow your wealth over time. So that's what I've done ever since I was 17 years old, but when I got out of high school, I got into college. When I got out of college, I was making, you know, a real-time income. I grew my income. I worked hard to start a business. Like I said, I recently sold that off, but I started a business. I made a really good income. I took that income and I shoveled it into assets. So now it's going to work for me and grow for me for the rest of my life. But it all started with these decisions, right? The first decision, buy an $11,500 car versus a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 car. When the market was down, I didn't stop buying. I have a long time horizon. I'm in my early 20s, where I was at the time. Now I'm in my mid to late 20s. I still have a long time for my money to grow. So if we have another crash in 2027, 2029, 2025, I don't know, I'm going to continue to buy. I'm going to buy more. I'm just going to keep buying. I started a side hustle. I found ways to increase my income. Maybe, again, that's through your 9-to-5. Maybe that's getting a certification that demands you get more pay in the workplace. Maybe it's working really hard to get a promotion and you now make 10% more, 20% more. I don't know. Whatever it is, I found ways to grow my income and allow me to invest more money. And when I grew my income, even when I had making roughly 50 grand a year my first job out of college, guess what? I didn't spend more than I made. I lived below my means. I lived below my means. And every time, every month that I live below my means, I take a portion, I take the difference, and I throw it into assets. And every time I throw it into assets, I'm building my wealth a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And you do that month after month after month, year after year after year. You look up in 10 years and 20 years and 30 years, and if the market's done what it's always done, that's an assumption, no guarantees, but it's always done what it's always done, I will be very happy in 10, 20, 30 years from now. I hope that you enjoy this episode. If you do, please be sure to share it with a friend. If you really enjoy, please be sure to rate it 5 stars on any podcasting platform you listen to it on right now. And if you want to stay in touch, I have a free weekly newsletter down in the show notes below. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.